Here we are. It's Thursday, and we've got your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report coming at you. Joining me all the way from the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. Find it right off Fout Road is Gary Ferracci. How we doing?
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Thursday morning? The first Thursday of November. Oh my gosh, it's absolutely wonderful outside.
Oh, it is. It's spectacular, and it is a little frosty out there. And here's the thing that we're all going to notice. You know, everybody's kind of moaning and groaning about this cold, but you're not going to deal with mosquitoes for the rest of the year. You're not going to deal with the blood-sucking vermin, seed ticks, and chiggers. The wasp, the spiders, all that stuff, they're going down below now. So enjoy the outdoors.
We get a little reprieve, you know, like 3 or 4 months, right? And no bugs or not many. And yeah. That's nice.
That's right. Man, you'll be out. You can go out on the lake right now and you can be fishing and you're not going to have to swat mosquitoes from you or, you know, horse flies. You don't have to deal with any of that.
That's right. It's beautiful.
And
now if we could get the fish to cooperate, we'd be all set.
Boy, no doubt. It's, you know, I'm hearing it's pretty tough. What are you seeing and what are you hearing?
The same thing. I'm telling you, it's been a really tough week. Not just the temperature, but I'm fishing. It's, boy, even all the regular guys, the guys that fish a lot and stuff are struggling. No one can figure it out. They're seeing fish. They're marking fish on the graph. But, they're getting lucky to get a bite here and there and stuff. It's just been absolutely horrible.
Well, they're fish shy, you know. Now, I mean, all the fish, they've been caught. Now they're just, they're gone. Aliens have abducted them.
No, so, I mean, water temperatures in great shape. I've heard 65, 66 degrees. It's nice. The lake level's 553. I mean, all the conditions are good. I don't know if it was that cold front that came through and changed it. We'll see what happens the next couple of days as the cold front moves on through and stuff and see. But that's just really strange. It just shut off. It was starting to pick up, and it just shut off.
But I guarantee you, you can go out and catch a big old mess of, you know, bluegill.
Gary, I think you can almost always go out and catch some bluegill.
Yeah, they're always bite. I mean, you know, the bluegill's fun to catch. They're good to eat, and they're always bite. I've talked to several people as well, Gary, that you know, fish a lot. I mean, they know the lake and do rather well when they're on it. And they have said the same thing. It's really been a struggle, and they've been throwing multiple baits, multiple colors, you know, with even live scope. They're on them, and they're just not biting.
Yeah, it's and nobody that I've talked to can figure it out is what's going on, what rhyme or reason for it. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, it's going to, you know, next week it may be like people are pulling barges behind their bass boat to, you know, put all the fish in that they're catching. It's just gonna flick. Now, weather-wise, why I say that is because, you know, I really follow the weather pretty close. Today, it's going to warm up to about, you know, upper 50s, near 60 degrees. Tomorrow, it's going to be around 60, 61. Saturday, you know, mid-60s. Sunday, upper 60s. Monday, low 70s. Tuesday, upper, mid to upper 60s. Wednesday, 60. So, and the overnight lows is where, to me, is where it's really, really at. You know, Saturday night, mid 40s. Sunday night, 50. Monday night, 50. Tuesday night, mid 40s. I think by the weekend, you know, I think today and Friday could be the day where it just switches, where it just boom like that.
I think so too. You know, if I hear something, I'm gonna shoot you a message and say, hey, game on.
yeah, right, absolutely. You know, and a lot of people, what are you hearing that people are really you know, that are getting some bites or catching a few fish, what is it, what baits are they having the most success with? Just something slow that they can, you know, retrieve real slow, or, you know, something a little more flashier and with a little more movement?
Gary, I've had people throw everything. Yeah. I mean, you name it. I mean, all different kinds of plastics and different Berkeley baits, swim baits, just a little bit of everything, and it's just been hit and miss. There's no one particular thing that's been better than others. I mean, like you said, talking about having a live scope and being right down in the fish, right in front of them, and they just like got lockjaw. They're not biting. It's the good guys, even the guys that are out there almost every day, mm-hmm. are having a hard time figuring it out.
But it will. I mean, and that's it's not something new. It's not like, oh my goodness, you know, what's wrong with North Fork? It's not so much that. It's just this. You know, we go through phases like this. The lake, every lake will go through little phases like this. But it'll snap through. And, hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, or maybe they want to come see you or visit with you, talk about a place to stay, you know, to get away for a week or a weekend, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277, our Facebook page. Great way to drop us a line, check out some pictures on there. Yeah, or just stop by if you're in the neighborhood, if you're going down to the launch ramp or on your way back. Stop in and we'll see what kind of fish you caught, where you caught them and stuff like that. And of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com.
All right. Hey, we appreciate you, Gary, and we'll talk with you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Have a good one.
Yep.